Speaking of podcasting and Audio Hijack Pro, just let me tell you that when Big Fatty says he does not use the computers or the cell phones, he means it.
Y'all have to listen to There Are Some Who Call Me Tim, the most recent one, because that one was a hilarious shit sammy between the three of you.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Halftime of the Big Game and Episode 1 of Big Fatty Online. Coming up today, we will clear up a little bit of unfinished business. We'll introduce you to a new segment that I'm calling Memory Lane Music, and much, much more here on Big Fatty Online, Episode 1. It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
When Big Fatty says he does not use the computers or the cell phones, he means it.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2098 of the BFO for Sunday the 7th of February 2016, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me,
a little show.
Y'all, it's halftime of the Superb Owl, and that means it's time to pick the number one fan. Yes, it is. Hello, Niners. Big Manny, that sounds vulgar. Hi, everyone. I hope your Sunday is going well. Y'all, are you enjoying the Superb Owl? Well, y'all, it is the anniversarium of the BFO, and y'all, you're Niners today because y'all, we're all Niners today because today starts year number 9 of the BFO. Big Manny, how could that possibly be? I'm horrified. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, we got quite a few last-minute entries into the number one fan contest. Y'all, we heard from that Patty Bacon. Yes, Big Patty, the Seda 69 Ant out there in the San Fernando. Oh, Big Patty, he's near the Superb Owl. It's true. That Whitman Tinker. Big Patty, we love Whitman Tinker. Y'all, Big Ricky. Big Ricky sent an entry in, and Granny, Big Fatty, he must have done it from the turret. Y'all, that Dan, Dan Puhogan, who used to be on the It's All About Mid little show. Y'all, Miss Beaver, Big Fatty, we love Miss Beaver. Oh, dear Gussie. Sent hers in. Y'all, Melissa the Confused got hers in. Y'all, that tastes like burning Tim. Big Fatty, it's lovely. Aussie Martinez, the one and only, the ever mysterious Cronehaven, got an entry in, and y'all, that David B, formerly of the occasional fag, and y'all, another bacon, Sydney Bacon got hers in, and Big Fatty, and even though she said don't open it until 5:01 p.m. in the afternoon on for right. Miss Bacon got an entry in time also. However, y'all, we had two entries that came in too late to be considered. Oh, poor reporter. Y'all, Liam, carrying umbrella from the future, and Mr. Mike. Mr. Mike up there in the Squamish, they got this in a little late, so y'all make sure you get it in on time next year. Yes, Big Betty! And now, y'all, I just want to run through these entries that we haven't had a chance to read. Stevie B says, I should be the number one fan because I'm older than both you and Vera, so who knows when I'll have another chance. Big Fatty, who knew? Y'all, that Adam Burns said, I want to be the number one fan because my dog, Big Fatty. Yes, Sydney. Y'all, Brother Sinatus, I should be the number one fan because I at the where I should retire. Big Fatty, what does that mean? I don't know. And if I put it on my resume, it would total mean an end to a lackluster. Big Fatty, I think he was drunk. I think he was drunk, too. That Timmy Sims and Lexi says, I'd like to be the number one fan with your number one dog fan, Lexi. We love you, and thanks for brightening our days. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, that RT Cruiser says, hi. Please enter me. Big Fatty, he's vulgar in the number one fan contest. Oh, okay. Y'all, that Hat M says it's time to regain my crown back as I have been deprived of bacon privileges and personal slaves for 1 year. As once you go number one fan of the BFO, you never go back. Oh, Big Fatty, he's vulgar. And apparently, the more you apply to this contest, the more chances Miss Bacon gets to win, right? Oh, and World Peas. Big Fatty, we don't like World Peas. Y'all, Patty Bacon. Patty Bacon says, ole, Big. That's hello backwards. And it says, Patty Bacon, cousin of Susan Lucci or Angela Lansbury. The cousin of the Susan Lucci or Angela Lansbury of Pride 48. I am 1 week older than her and also straight. I'm not sure if the rules allow it, but I'd like to nominate my cousin Kathy Bacon for the Ms. Fatty 2016 pageant. In 25 words or less, Kathy is dedicated to helping provide content for Pride 48 little shows, in addition to being an awesome wife, mother, state employee, and cousin. If the rules do not permit such a nomination, but I think they should, since my cousin is not nominating herself, then I then nominate myself. Here are my 25 words or less, because I'm a cousin of someone dedicated to providing content and for Pride 48 shows, I should be Miss Fatty 2016 based on nepotism. Toodles, Patty Bacon. Big Fatty, she's as crazy as Miss Bacon. Y'all, the Santa says, I want to be your number one fan because you saved my life. Big Fatty, how'd you save his life? I don't have any idea. Aunt says, Lordy, Lordy, I was so busy with work that I forgot about the number one fan. Excuse me, about the number one funky homo. Oops, I mean the number one... Big Fatty fan for 2016. Enter me, bitch. Big Fatty's vulgar. Wait, that's another podcast. I'm ink blind and confused. Should I get a DI positive tested, or will that result in a foul monkey? Should Potus, my co-pilot, be driving me to the polls to vote for the number one fan, or should the game night gals be catching up on cocktails and cream puffs? I'm trying to visit the girls from nowhere, but not getting a greeting. Just kidding. I'll try and visit TJ and Q-Sledge, but my brain is dead from being tossed around. You know, boing, boing. This week is Seda 69's premiere of Heathers. What can I say? Don't know. Still got to see the show. Hopefully Christian and Farrell will be around because I would be pleased to meet them. I would like to meet Toppy, Brenda, Peter, G, Wes, Jay, and Mark in calendar, but I would be on their shit list. Yes, I don't have a toque or a beanie for Turnip Head or Wes. Sounds like a high school yearbook dedication. That's my entry for the number one fan. I just disqualified myself for going over 25 words. Yo, Whitman Tinker says, can I enter the number three fan contest? I don't know if I can handle the responsibilities of being the number one fan. Y'all, Miss Bacon drew a picture. She drew a picture and it says, if I was the number one fan, I would be one Kevin Bacon degree of separation closer to Larry Vader. Vote Bacon, be my Valentine, LHV, Woodhaven. Big Ricky says, I never win anything, but I'll enter anyway because every morning I listen to your fat ass. Casey in Denver, he rescinded his original entry and y'all sent a picture of a Westinghouse fan. Granny says, it's Granny, I deserve to win, but because I've been putting up with your nasty ass for 17 years. Dan Pugh Hogan, I listen every weekday and have the BFO on the highest playback priority in my downcast player. That's dedication. This message is exactly 25 words. Big Fatty. Miss Beaver. Miss Beva says, 8 years, unbelievable, incredible, amazing. Thank you for 8 great and wonderful years of fun and friendship, my dear. I love you so much that I named my favorite sheep Big Foo-Foo. For Rosie, for Big Foo-Foo. I also had the honor of being the number 3 fan twice, and it would be a pleasure to make that thrice. Is that a real English word? That is not one in fat speak. If not, that is one in fat speak, I'm sure. Thanks for my daily dose of ruination. I could not survive without it. Enjoy the Super Bowels, and here's to another 8 years at least. Don't you ever dare pod fade. Dearest Big Fatty, we need the BFO as desperate as Granny needs her depends. Love you, Big Fatty. Y'all, Melissa the Confused says, hello, Mr. Fatty. I'd like to put my hat in the ring for the number 1 fan contest. On a side note, I have sent you a new Twitter request. Oh, okay. I'll check that. I hope all is well with you, Big Fatty. R.C. Martinez says, Big Fatty, I want to be the number 1 fan because... Big Harry Balls, Big Honey's Vulgar. Tastes Like Burning Tim says, I'd like to be the number 1 BFO fan because I love Big Fatty. He charms my pants off, and maybe there will be cake. Big Fatty, he likes brownies. Cronehaven, yikes, I almost missed the deadline for the number 1 fan contest, but I made it just in time. That David B, I should be the number 1 fan because I procrastinate and am entering at the last minute. Thereby contributing to why you always run out of time on the Sunday show. It's true. And y'all, Sydney Bacon says, obviously I should be the number 1 fan. If my mom can't, then I should. I may not listen to Big Fatty, but I listen to my mom constantly go on about it. I know as much about Big Fatty as I do Harry Styles. Big Fatty, who's that? I don't know. What else can you look? What else can you look for in a number 1 fan? I'm funny, I'm cool, and super swaggy. I don't know what that means. Our disqualified entries came from Karani Umbra. It says, I would like to be the next number 1 fan because it would be cool, especially if R.T. Cruiser and Scotty get positions too. And y'all, Mr. Mike from up there in Squamish, his entry says 25 words. Be fatty.
Oh,
Big Fatty, it's time! Yes, it's time, everyone. There's the trumpets telling us it's time to head on in and announce the number 1 fan. We get to see all the former number 1 fans. It's true. In fact, here they come. They're coming in order. Y'all, there's the number 1. Number 1 fan from 2009. That's Bill in St. Louis. Yes, if any. And then there's the Moose P from 2010. Joe in Dallas. Yes. From 2011. 2012. Oh, Big Honey, it's Gavin. It's true. 2013. There is the Gravitas. Yes, Big Honey. And of course, 2014 is that crazy Mexican that had him. Yes, Big Honey, he is a crazy Mexican. Oh, and y'all, here comes this year's number 3, number 2, and number 1 fan. Yes, Big Daddy, there's the number 3 fan right there. Yes, oh, Big Daddy, it's Ed Candelabra. It's true. It's all about me. And Big Daddy, there's number 2 fan. That's Gary. Gary from Albuquerque. Big Daddy, did he move? I don't know. Y'all, coming up with escorting up our number 1 fan for 2015 is Aunt Clara, and y'all, there is Trucker Alex. And now Now, y'all, something new this year. We have Aunt Clara is going to introduce Trucker Alex. Yes, Big Fatty.
On the other hand, you know, I thought, now, what was that?
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Trucker Alex, your 2016 number one fan. It's time to give it up and let someone else get down to the hard work of recruiting new listeners and spreading good cheer. I've hit every truck stop and rest area for 32 states, and I'm tired. So whoever gets it next, congratulations and get busy.
Well, Trucker Alex, thank you so much. What a lovely step down speech. Yes, Big Fatty, we're taking the crown and the sash now, and it's true. And y'all, it is now time to choose the number one, the number two, and the number three fan of the BFO for 2016. Poodle, you have the colostomy bag. Yes, Big Fatty, right here. Can you hear that? Yes. And Poodle will be doing, yes, Big Fatty, Squeaky Kitty, and I will, oh, Big Fatty, I hit the micro hoist. We'll be drawing the number one, number two, and number three. And y'all, the way this works, we had 66 entries. No, Big Fatty, we did have 66, but two were disqualified because they came in late. It's true. So we had 64 entries. And so now, y'all, Poodle, what we're going to do, Poodle will reach in and draw three names. The first one that comes out will be the number one fan, then the number two, then the number three. So that way, everybody has an equal chance to be the number one fan, and then we'll read them in reverse order. Yes, Big Fatty, and Big Fatty, I'm rifling my hands through the colostomy. Big Fatty, who wants to rifle their hands through a colostomy bag? But anyway, I'm pulling out the number one fan for 2016. And now I am reaching in, and I am going to pull out the number two, I say, true fan for 2016. And now it is time for the number three. Yes. Oh, okay. We'll give it another good shake. The number three fan has been selected for 2016. All right, Poodle. And now,
ladies and gentlemen,
the moment you have been waiting for.
The number three fan of the BFO for 2016 is
Christina Hill. Big Fatty from Greetings from Nowhere. It's true. Congratulations, Christina, number three fan. Yes, Big Fatty.
The number two fan of the BFO for 2016 is
Gavin. Baby, it's Gavin. Oh, dear Gussie. Jim will be pissed, but congratulations, Gavin.
And the number one fan of the BFO for 2016 is
Brian in Danbury. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I just want to take a moment and say thank you so much for being with Big Fatty and the crew here for all these years. I really appreciate it, and y'all, you're all number one fans in my book. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, regular little show tomorrow. This is the week of the year that you get six BFB. Fatty, please, five is enough. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from back there at episode number one, and Paul, tell us the similarities between episode one and 2098.
When Big Fatty says he does not use the computers or the cell phones, he means...
Big Fatty, can we get back to the superb owl? Oh, we're out of onion dip.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.